The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
Okay, I want to make sure everybody understands I'm air quoting when I say the migrant caravan that started off in Honduras with about 2,000 people has now doubled to 5,000. And as of this morning, there are now just over 7,000 people making their way north to the U.S. border. The line of people, when they're not riding in the back of several mysteriously paid for trucks, stretches out for over a mile. Now, I air quoted migrant and caravan for a reason. It's not a caravan. When's the last time you saw more than 7,000 people marching towards another country's border and carrying their own flag? Answer, most of us would say never, unless you served in the military and you were invading. It's not a caravan. There is no other way to describe this than an invasion. As I have said before, this is a Honduran political stunt. It was organized by a leftist Marxist group that has ties to the former Marxist president who was exiled after a coup in 2009. These people never got over it, and they've been doing political stunts ever since to make the current right-wing government look bad. The organizers of this invasion have ties to the Castros in Cuba and Maduro in Venezuela. This stunt is designed for media fallout, and it is timed very specifically for maximum exposure. Early voting for the midterms has already begun. By the time they reach the U.S. border, you will only see two things on cable news: the election polls and the status at the border. So what do we do? If the caravan is stopped in Mexico, this could help the GOP come November 6th. What's a greater example of why we need stricter border policies or even a wall after seeing this play out? Mexican immigration officers were completely overwhelmed when the caravan first crossed into Mexico. They could only process about 600 people before the remaining 5,000 just pushed through. Some on land, some just waded across the water. If these invasion caravans are a new norm, what choice do you have other than to build a wall? But let's say the caravan does reach our border. Every single media camera will be pointed not at the migrants, but at the National Guard and the U.S. Border Patrol dressed in riot gear. Video will be rolling as tear gas clusters are fired at the waves of people attempting to cross. Pictures will be snapped of the people showing their rubber bullet bruises. It will be mass chaos. It will be exactly what we said a year ago will happen. It will be the Israeli-Palestinian border conflict here. None of them will be reporting on what the migrants are doing, but rather how we responded. You know who has to deal with this every single day? Israel. This is the same tactic employed by Hamas. They charge the Gaza-Israel border with thousands every single day. How does the Western media respond? By vilifying Israel every single time. That is what we can expect. Our government and Donald Trump needs to tell Mexico, if that caravan arrives at our border, you will receive zero aid. Zero. We will cut off all aid. You are to stop this in your country. It is not to hit our border. This is not our problem, nor our fight. Zero aid to Mexico if this hits our border. It is time we stand and make it very clear, crystal clear. Not our problem. Zero aid to Mexico.
It's Tuesday, October 23rd. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
This is the time that you grow to appreciate Donald Trump. because Donald Trump will stand against this. Now, let me ask you, when's the last time you saw 7,500 people amass with another flag to cross a border? I would say it would probably have to be if you were in the military crossing into Iraq from Kuwait. Now, do you remember the reason why we had to wait to go into Iraq? You just don't land and go. Because you need logistics. And the logistics of moving a crowd that size is a nightmare. Otherwise, it becomes a death march. Because people are going to get tired. They're going to fall. They're going to be dehydrated. You don't stop at a 7-Eleven with 7,500 people to get some water. Where's just the water coming from? Where is the emergency aid for those who are fallen ill along the way? Where are they going to the bathroom? Have you ever gone to a McDonald's as you're traveling across the country and a tour bus has just pulled in and that has 50 people in and you're like, oh, geez. You ain't going to the bathroom there. If 7,500 people roll into town, where are all the bathrooms that they're using? Where are you stopping for food? Nobody's controlling logistics? Wow, media, this is truly spontaneous and a miracle. I'm expecting God to part the borders for them because God surely must be involved to keep them alive for this exodus away from Pharaoh. Unbelievable. We welcome to the program Mr. Pat Gray. Hello, Pat.
Wow, the hatred I just was a party to, just was deluged with.
Is this? I know.
Wow.
What does the president do?
The only thing he can do is send the military. What are you supposed to do?
Aid. Cut it all off.
Well, yeah, you have
Tell
to cut
them
off
right
aid.
Now.
But if they
right
get
now.
Here, if they get here, the military's the only solution.
You can't let them in.
No way.
It's 7,500 people. Look at they tried to handle it on the southern Mexico border.
Yeah.
They
and
couldn't.
They were
just
overwhelmed.
They just rushed it.
Yeah.
So if I could do my CNN impersonation briefly. Mm-hmm. So what you're asking for is them to just start shooting and killing all the people? Because that's what they were saying.
No,
last night.
Riot police with tear gas. And yes, if you have to, rubber bullets. Yes.
Sometimes those hurt.
I know. They'll bruise people.
The welts,
and you know what?
Bruises.
Some people might die. Some people might die. Don't come
here.
Don't
do it. Yeah, don't do it.
Okay, let's just say this. We have 7,500 people that want to release people out of our prisons. And so they're just going to rush the gates, 7,500 people. What do the officers do? Do they try to fight them off? Does the criminal justice system send in more troops and try to fight those people from storming the gates and opening up our prisons? Well, we wouldn't want that. I mean, some people could get hurt. What are we talking about? Well, if there are 7,500 people and they want to go into a small town and rob every single restaurant, truck stop, bank, because there's 7,500 of them and there's not enough police in these small towns, mm-hmm. Are we just going to let them take all of the money? Or do we say, no, this is a mob. This is a group of 7,500 people who are stating they are going to break the law. And they've already done it. And they're just crossing in and overwhelming. We would never let anybody do that to any other thing. Why would we allow them into our country? We wouldn't let them into our towns just to take over our towns. We would never allow this to happen. Can you imagine? Have you seen just the waste and the garbage left behind?
Yeah. It's amazing.
They are just trashing everything along the way. What are we just supposed to put up with that too? You just come into our town and just trash it, and then we have to clean up the mess after you?
And the question not being asked enough is, why are there so many young men?
No, no, no. Those are
18 to 34 year olds.
No, 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 no. Those are
disguised
poor,
women,
young women, and children, that are forced to look like 24.
They're 24-year-old men.
Yes,
yeah. Who should be defending their own country?
Yeah.
Who should be making their neighborhoods better? Who should be fighting for their own country?
Have you noticed how? Have you noticed how the media is just calling these guys migrants?
Yeah.
And not Marxist protesters? Because that's what this is. This is a Marxist protest. Their Marxist government, which was in bed with the Castros in Cuba and Maduro in Venezuela, they were ousted in a coup because they were destroying the country. They were ousted.
Just as Maduro has done in Venezuela.
Correct.
Same thing.
So they were ousted. What happened? They get pissed off. They start coordinating with Maduro and Castro and the ousted president. They have been disrupting their own country. Now they want publicity. They want this to be a world stage. And so they started coming up towards America. They're not looking for jobs. They're not looking for a better life. This started as 3,000 people who wanted to make a Marxist point, to embarrass their own country because they got rid of a Marxist dictator. We're fine with that? We're just fine with these people coming in. Really? What will they do if they did get jobs and decide to live here? What kind of philosophies are they bringing with them?
Oh, the media doesn't care about any of that.
No.
The Democrats don't care about any of that.
Of course not.
They don't care about these
because
people. They just want them here as voters. Already, they're sending out all these registration forms in Texas. The Democrats in Texas have sent out voter registration forms to illegals all over the state, inviting them. They've already filled out the citizenship box, they checked yes, and sent this out to non-residents all over the state.
We have the governor
to increase their power base.
We have the governor of the state coming on in just a minute. We have Greg Abbott coming on in about 10 minutes. We're going to talk a little bit about the massive rally for Ted Cruz and Donald Trump yesterday in Houston. It was unbelievable. And the massive turnout. But this is in Harris County, which is Houston, Dallas County, which is Dallas. Those are blue areas. And it's a massive turnout, massive turnout. If the red parts of the state don't actually turn out, this state could be in big trouble because it is a massive turnout.
Is there any thought with the caravan of just learning from our friends to the south? And what we do is we just let people come in and we just kind of guide them until they get all the way to Canada. I mean, they're walking north. They never said necessarily they're stopping here. Canada's beautiful this kind of year, time of year. We just kind of walk on the side of the streets and just kind of direct them.
And we would, if this was going to Canada and they were protesting Canada, I think there would be a lot of people who said, just don't cause any trouble. Just let them go to Canada.
I'm sure a lot of people in Mexico are saying that.
It's not our problem. They just want to go to America. Just not our problem. Well, it is your problem. And if if Canada would say to us, you stop this or we're not going to trade with you. We zero aid. Like they give us any aid. Zero cheese, whatever it is. We're not giving you any of that. As a good neighbor, we would stop it. We need to be very clear. No aid for Mexico. None. Oh. I know the president said that about Honduras and Guatemala, and I hope he backs it up. Cut that aid off right now.
If Mexico withheld queso, I would just open the borders right now. I would just open them up. Come
on,
anybody you know. Just come on in.
We can make that ourselves. I don't know if you know that, but we do have the technology. We put a man on the moon.
Are you sure?
Yes. Well, it was a global effort, so I don't know about the queso thing. But All right, our sponsor this half hour is 1-800-Flowers.com.
By the way, Pat Gray, Unleashed, a new time in the morning now from seven to nine Eastern.
Yeah. 6 to 8 Central.
Yeah, yeah, immediately preceding this program on the Blaze Radio and TV networks. You should subscribe and listen to the podcast. Do all those things.
Thanks, you, Pat. Yes, thanks. Thank you.
Glenn Beck.
That rally last night was something to behold here in Texas. It was gigantic. I just want to give you a reminder. When Barack Obama first got into office, remember, he was doing these giant stadiums, and 30,000, 70,000 people would show up. As soon as he was elected, by the midterms, remember, they were shooting the... In fact, I have video of it today. They're doing it again. They're not shooting from behind, so you don't see the crowd. And Obama is out, and he's in, you know, these rooms that are like 400 people, maybe tops 2,000. And they're shooting it so it looks like a big crowd, but it's not. They did that in the midterms because his crowds went away. Here we are at the midterms, and Donald Trump still has these gigantic crowds. And listen to what, can we play, Sarah, the audio that was played on the loudspeakers outside of the rally last night in Houston? Listen to this.
This is a private event paid for and hosted by Donald J. Trump for President Inc. And you came to hear the president. To accommodate the right to free speech and peaceful assembly while ensuring an orderly rally, we have provided a secure area outside the venue for all protesters, and we ask anyone wishing to demonstrate to please exit to that secure area. Despite this accommodation, some individuals may still seek to disrupt our patriotic event, and President Trump needs your help in maintaining a peaceful atmosphere at all times. If a protest starts near you, please do not in any way touch or harm a protester. Please notify law enforcement officers of the location of the protester by holding a rally sign over your head and chanting, Trump, Trump, Trump. Encourage others around you to do the same until officers can remove the protester from the rally. We're glad you're here for this special occasion with President Donald Trump. Thank you for helping us make America great again.
I can't believe we have to have those announcements, but we did. And the crowd was more than enthusiastic. If I was Robert Francis O'Brien, or what's his name?
O'Rourke.
Mm-hmm. Running against Ted Cruz, I would be a little concerned because it was an overwhelming response from Texas. Where Texans, I thought, were a little, I don't know, calm about this election and didn't really realize how much money Soros and others have poured in to make this a blue wave here in Texas.
More than any other Senate candidate for any quarter in history. $38 million for Beto.
Just for him. That's not including the Soros money that is going into this state.
You mean outside PAC money and stuff?
Yeah.
Tons of that. Yes.
So we're going to talk to the governor, Greg Abbott. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the caravan and also about what's happening here in our state. He's also running for re-election, but he's so far ahead of any contender. He is really the greatest governor I've ever lived under. I mean, I've never had a governor of a state that I've been more proud of than Greg Abbott. And obviously a lot of Texans feel the same way because it's a runaway campaign for him. But the state of the state and the election, when we come back,
Glenn,
with Governor
Beck,
Greg Abbott.
Mercury. Glenn Beck program.
We are thrilled to have the great governor from the great state of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, on with us now. Hello, Governor. How are you, sir?
Glenn, I am doing terrific. How's it going?
Good. It's always good to talk to you. I want to talk to you about a couple of things. First of all, early voting. We're seeing this massive turnout in, you know, in Houston and in Dallas. What does this tell you, and how's the turnout around the rest of the state?
Well, this may be frustrating because the true answer is too early to tell.
Right.
Here's what we don't know, and that is this a front running of what the overall vote total will be, or is it a massive wave vote? For your listeners, what we are seeing with regard to the turnout is smashing records, not just for midterm elections, which is what this is, but in many of these locations, the first day of voting exceeds the amount of votes that took place in the presidential election on the very first day. And so all we know is this, and that is a massive number of people are turning out to vote. We don't know if it's part Beto-mania or if it's conservatives who are saying, we are afraid of this caravan that's coming up here, and we want to make sure we elect people who are going to do something to stop it. But here's all I can tell your audience, and that is, if you care about the future of Texas, if you care about the future of America, you cannot sit on the sidelines this election year, because there are other people out there who are casting votes who may be hostile to you and your values. Your values must be counted at the ballot box. If you're listening to this, you need to make sure you go vote, because a lot of other people are going to vote.
So, Governor, a lot of times people have said, you know, that's the most important election of your life. And I was thinking about this last night. I've always hated that phrase. But in this particular case, we are now seeing the masks come off. Now we're seeing people who say, you know, no to capitalism, no to the Constitution. I'm a democratic socialist. This is a game-changing election, is it not?
Well, you captured the essence very correctly, because it used to be here in Texas and maybe some other places that Democrats either ran under no label, or they would call themselves a conservative Democrat. Mm-hmm. And then they were a liberal, and then they were a progressive. And now they are openly listing themselves as socialists. And get this, because it's not just in Texas. The leading candidate for governor in Florida is an out and out. He says he is a socialist in the Bernie Sanders style of socialism, if not even further to the left. And the same thing is happening with regard to governor's races and other key races across the entire United States of America. And even here in Texas, some people may not be calling themselves a socialist, but when you look at their policies, such as the open border policies, that is socialism. When you look at the wealth redistribution policies, that is socialism. And here's what these people don't realize, and that is socialism is real out there. We see it in Venezuela, where the reported inflation rate in Venezuela is over 1,000,000%. And so it's just crazy what's going on, and that is why your listeners need to understand that they have the power to make sure the state and this country remain on the right track by going to vote. Cast your vote.
I don't think people understand, conservatives understand, how close this state is to flipping blue. There's only a few counties that are really a linchpin here, and you know, unbeknownst to most people, Soros has dumped millions of dollars into this state for a long-term plan of turning us into California.
Well, you're right, and so many of your listeners need to understand this, and that is that George Soros has been involved in Texas elections for the past couple of cycles. 2 years ago, he gave $500,000 directly to a candidate in Harris County down in Houston. This year, he gave $1 million directly to a candidate in San Antonio. On top of that, he has funded these ground games to get out the vote. And so he is trying to turn Texas into California. And that's on top of all this money pouring in from California for candidates like Beto. But let's go back to the first part of your question. And listeners, think about this. All the large cities where the population bases are in the state of Texas are really blue cities and blue counties. You have Dallas, you have Houston, you have San Antonio, you have Austin, you have El Paso. And so you have these massive blue regions across the state of Texas. That makes it so much harder for people who are conservative, people who are Republican, to be able to cobble together the votes that are needed to make sure that we keep Texas the bastion of freedom, the bastion of liberty, and the bastion of conservatism. And so every vote counts, and we really need to get people excited and enthusiastic about this, the same way they were last night when we were in Houston, Texas. I'm telling you what, people are fired up and they are ready, but we need people to go vote.
Tell me a little bit about the caravan. Do we have any idea other than the, you know, political leanings of this group when it was back in Honduras? Do we have any idea just the logistics? Who is behind this and what we're prepared to do?
Sure. I've had the opportunity to speak with both the Secretary of Homeland Security as well as the President about this. And I can tell you what I can tell you publicly. And that is, if you think these are people who are leaving Honduras or Guatemala or wherever they're coming from, just trying to escape violence and come seek asylum, that is incorrect. This is very well organized. It's funded. There are others who are behind this. And very importantly, in this caravan are not just people from Honduras and Guatemala. We know that some of the leaders of it are involved in MS-13. We know that some of the people in it are from countries across the entire globe. There are what we use in the lingo SIAs, which are special interest aliens who pose a very real dangerous threat to the security of the United States of America, who were embedded in these caravans.
Right. Univision just reported this morning that there were people with terrorist ties from Malaysia involved and embedded in this.
And I've heard the same thing with regard to terrorists coming from countries other than Malaysia. And think about this. If these people really were trying to escape a horrific life from whatever country they're coming from, why is it that they are marching with the flag of the country that they are coming from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are not coming to the United States of America to make the United States of America a better place. They're not coming to the United States to escape and seek asylum from the dangers they have. In fact, there were multiple reports on TV last night. Any channel would have shown it. Of the interviews of these people in the caravan, and they were talking about what's their strategy when they get to the U.S., and they said it's very simple, and that is our numbers far overwhelm the United States' ability to go through the asylum process for all these people. So they have been taught and know already that their strategy is to basically rush the gates so much that the U.S. loses control. Let me tell you something. If we lose control of our border, if we lose control of our sovereignty, we are no longer a sovereign nation, and we must step up and use every tool that we can to make sure that we put an end not to this caravan. Because understand this, Glenn, also, and that is this may be 2,000 or 3,000 or 5,000 people, but if they make it in, right behind them will be a caravan of 20,000 people. Mm-hmm. Right behind them will be a caravan of 50,000 people, and the United States of America, as we know it, will be forever altered if we don't do something to stop this.
You know the press is going to treat us like the Israelis and the caravan like the Palestinians. Is the president leaning on the president of Mexico and threatening to cut off all? This is the time to really lean hard and say, this is not our problem. Turn them around or we'll cut off all aid with Mexico. Is there a chance of this?
Well, the president has been outspoken about cutting off aid to Honduras and Guatemala. Right now, the United States is working collaboratively, and this may be hard to believe, so I want to emphasize it. The U.S. is working collaboratively with Mexico. Mexico has made a decision that they have not made in the past. Mexico is working with the United Nations to try to work on temporary settlement of these caravan members in Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
Mexico is actually playing a very beneficial role in this whole process with us right now. And we applaud Mexico for what they are doing, at least as of this moment in time.
Are they headed towards Texas? No invasion plans of the United States with the former Soviet Union ever included Texas because they knew Texans would not take kindly to the invasion force. Are they headed towards Texas or California?
I will tell you what was reported publicly last night, and I will not dispute it. And that is early on, before yesterday, there was great concern that they were headed for Texas. And it was reported last night that they are headed toward California. Now, that makes sense because, as you know, California is a sanctuary state.
Yeah.
And they would welcome this caravan and 10 more caravans like it. And these caravan members and the leaders of this caravan, they understand one thing, and that is if they try to breach the gates in Texas, we're not going to tolerate it, and we're going to be very protective of our sovereignty here. And so I can't tell you for certainty right now where they are going. I can tell you what was said and what makes sense, and that is they may be headed to California.
Last question.
But still, once they're in the United States, they're in the United States.
Right.
And once they're here, they can migrate anywhere.
Right. Your campaign is going really well. You're a great governor, and I don't think your election is going to be in jeopardy at all. How is Ted Cruz? How is Ken Paxton? How is Dan Patrick?
Well, listen, all these races are closer than what people realize, and it's because we need to understand that the liberals or socialists, whatever you want to call them these days, they've galvanized their forces, and they're turning out their vote early. And so it's too hard to tell right now. And because they are so close, I am going across the entire state of Texas campaigning every single day in multiple cities to help Republicans up and down the ballot to make sure that we are going to have policies that are antagonistic to open borders, to make sure we have policies that cut your taxes, that cut your regulations, that improve our schools. And so it's very important that people turn out, they vote. Your listeners have a lot at stake in their own personal lives based upon what's going to happen in this election. And every vote is going to matter because the voter turnout is at skyrocket levels right now. And if you're listening and you have not voted, you need to go vote because your future is at stake. But today, for example, when we hang up, I'm headed to Belton to go campaign for some people there. I'm going to be in Dallas County later on today. I'm going to be in Denton County later on in the week, and then Tarrant County. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time in North Texas and in South Texas, East Texas, and West Texas to make sure that we win these elections from the top of the ballot to the bottom of the ballot.
Greg, always good to talk to you. Thank you, Governor. I appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Yep. Stay safe. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. By the way, Texas matters to you. If Texas goes blue, you then have New York, Texas, California. You don't win an election again. They have taken the Electoral College every single time. Texas must remain red. And for another reason, we're creating anywhere between 30 and 50% of all of the new jobs in America are coming out of Texas. Hello? Why do you think that's happening? Talk about something fun. Some fun to do. Getting together with people who are actually making a difference and who are doing it quietly. Mercury One is having their annual M1 ball and raffle. This is how we pay for the operations and the staff and the flights and everything that we can actually say then to you that every dime raised for a hurricane or an earthquake or a wildfire goes to that cause, goes right directly to those people. We have a ball that we can raise all the money for all of the office expenses, and I want to always make it fun for you or give you something in return. So our M1 ball is happening November 17th. First time it's going to be here at the studios. The studios are absolutely magical at night. This is like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory at night. It really is. So for the first time, we're going to have this ball at the studios here in Las Colinas, Texas. We would love for you to come. You can grab your tickets at mercuryone.org/M1ball. My wife and I are hosting it, and we're thrilled to have you. So it is going to sell out. So go to mercuryone.org/M1ball. Also, we're giving away a brand new Mercedes. if you could buy a raffle ticket, you might win a brand new Mercedes. The people who won the, I think it was a beautiful truck that we gave away last year. They're coming in. We're flying them in to pull the winning ticket for hopefully you. Support the efforts of Mercury One. Go to mercuryone.org/M1ball. See you at the ball and buy a raffle ticket.
Back. Mercury.